praying in the Spirit now, it's the only one of the gifts that is given to us that as believers we can access at our will. The other things, the other manifestations of the Spirit leads us as He wills.
We have the freedom to talk to God at any time through the Holy Spirit. Learn how God has made that possible and begin your daily communication with Him today on the Believer's Voice of Victory with guest teacher Terry Copeland Pearsons.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory, Thursday's edition. I'm Terry Copeland Pearsons, if you didn't know that by now. That makes me one of the Copeland kids. In fact, it makes me the oldest one, but we won't go there. I want to say thanks to my folks for letting me be on the broadcast and to talk to you all week long. It's been such a pleasure so far. We've got today and tomorrow, and we're going to get together again around the Word of God about the Holy Spirit. So you can pull up a chair. You can grab a cup of coffee or tea or water or whatever it is you need, and we're just going to fellowship together around the Word of God and go dig back into the Scriptures again about the Holy Spirit. But we're going to start the most interesting part today, and that is talking about praying in other tongues. But we're not quite there yet. So if you have your Bible, I'm sure you do. If you watch this program very much, you know to have your Bible. And just open it to John chapter 14. And that's where we left off yesterday, was John 14. And let's see, we were looking at verse 16, where Jesus said, "I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Comforter." We've spent 3 days before now talking about the Holy Spirit and His role and how He is the way God gets everything to us. He is an integral element of everything coming to us from heaven. It's by the Holy Spirit that we're saved, by the Holy Spirit that we hear from God, know of God, come to God. It's how He comes to us. It's how we come to Him. He's how we have peace, how we have love, how we have fellowship, how we deal with our flesh. It's how we come out from under condemnation. It's how we're led. Oh, remember that big long list that we did a few days ago? There were 36 things that we looked up in Scripture, and there are more. That's certainly not all. He's the Spirit of prayer, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of supplication, the Spirit of grace, the Spirit of holiness. Wow. And Jesus said, "I'm going to ask the Father, and He will give you another Comforter who is the Holy Spirit." He is giving you the Spirit of grace, the Spirit of holiness, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of counsel. All those wonderful things that we read of who He is and what He does, He sent to us. In fact, Jesus said the Father will send Him. He's on assignment. And you know what His assignment is? You, me, us, the church. Think, well, isn't the assignment the world? Not first. He's sent to us. But He's in the world, and He's working the plan of God for the church, the Jews, the nations. But our assignment, we're it. We're top priority. And that's because it was the plan of God for us to be connected to Him by the Holy Spirit. Now, the very interesting thing in this next verse, verse 17, so Jesus said, "I will send you another Comforter," and that means someone exactly, that word "another" means exactly like the one before. And let's see, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, standby. You know, we went over all of those a day or two ago. And it says, "He may remain with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world can't receive because it doesn't know Him or recognize Him. But you know Him, for He lives with you, and He shall be in you." You know, there are three dimensions of the Spirit where any person is concerned, where that have been available. The first dimension of the Spirit came in the Old Testament. And in that time frame, before people were actually born again, born of the Spirit. The dimension of the Spirit meaning as far as he could go with people in that old covenant was to be the anointing, the fullness of the anointing on the priest, the prophet, and the king. And then the presence of God, the Spirit of God would be among the people, the nation of Israel. And you could see how certain things happened as the Lord would move among other nations and so forth. But generally speaking, there wasn't a strong work of the Holy Spirit in any individual life. And even the prophet, the king, and the priest, the anointing they had wasn't for themselves personally. It was for service, the service for the plan of God to the people and to represent the people to God. So that was the first dimension. But then Jesus came, praise the Lord, and when he, you remember after he was raised from the dead, he ascended to the Father, but then he came back. And for 40 days, he walked among the disciples in and out. He'd appear to them. But that first time where he appeared to them, he showed them the holes in his hands, the hole in his side from the spear. And basically, what was he doing? Demonstrating the gospel. I am alive. And they believed it. And so what was his response? He said, receive the Holy Spirit. Well, right then and there, they were born of the Spirit. They received him. They received the work of the Spirit. So Jesus had prophesied that. And he said, the Spirit will not only be with you, but he shall be in you. And that happened. The Spirit of God came in them. They were born of the Spirit. But then he tells them, during that 40-day period, before he made his final ascension to heaven, he said to them, go and wait for the promise of the Father, which is the Spirit. He said that in Acts chapter 1. Go wait now for what I told you about. Go wait for the coming of the Spirit. And when he comes, you will be my witnesses and you shall receive power. Oh, so there's something that the Holy Spirit had, some work of ministry, some interaction with him that had not happened yet. What was that to be? That coming that we read about in Acts chapter 2 is the fullness of both the first dimension of the Spirit with us, among us, and the second dimension of the Spirit that was added to that, which is the Spirit of God in us. But that third dimension was a fullness of the ministry of the Spirit, where he is given to fully take his role in the church and fully express the ministry that God has towards us, in us, through us, and through us back to him. That fullness of his capacity of the Spirit unleashed, totally released to the church. And what did that look like? Well, it looked like Acts chapter 2. That's what happened. When he came, the fullness of the Spirit came. It says, suddenly there came a sound from heaven, like the rushing of a violent tempest blast. Whoa, a big, loud noise that blasted, and it filled the whole house in which they were sitting, and there appeared to them tongues of fire. What are tongues of fire? Not this kind of tongue. No. Tongues like those leaping tongues of fire from a huge bonfire or off the sun itself. Flames of fire that were leaping from the presence of God. And that fire came and it rested upon them, like in the Old Testament. And the fire of God that was in them rose up in them in a fullness like they had never experienced. And what happened? These tongues of fire, it was separated and distributed and settled, excuse me, on each one of them. Not just the king, the priest, the prophet, praise the Lord, but on each and every one of them. Now that's really different than the way it had ever been before. It was just the king, the priest, the prophet. But now the Bible tells us that they all became priests unto God. Oh, this is taking things on another, a totally different level, a more powerful level. And what was the result of that? This explosion of the Spirit, they were all filled with the Spirit. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit, the Amplified Bible says, kept giving them utterance. It just came and it flowed and it flowed and it flowed. And there was such a presence of the and power and explosiveness of God in the room that it overtook them, and they went out into the streets, and there were people that had heard it. So you see, the Spirit didn't just come in the upper room. The Spirit of God came everywhere. He filled the envelope, the atmospheric envelope of this whole earth, the way Jesus, the way He filled His space when He walked the earth. You know, He had His where He was. Well, the Holy Spirit came and filled the whole place, filled everything, and the people that believed, He filled them. Wow. And what was the result of that? This flow of a divine language of the Spirit. And they began to release that unto God. And 3,000 people came to Jesus. Now, you know, there are a lot of people trying to hide praying in tongues. They're hiding it in their churches, all in the name of being, I guess, easy for people, you know, that's afraid will scare them off. But that's not what happened that day. There were 3,000 of them that came, and there's no indication they pulled back at any point. And the people that were coming to the Lord were by the thousands at a time. Thousands. My goodness, it's a sign to unbelievers. Now, we want to understand some things from the Scripture and not just be loose cannons. But they were pretty wild. And what happened? They turned the whole world upside down, the Bible says. Oh, glory. You know, praying in other tongues, I fully believe this, it's one of the master keys to operating in the kingdom of God. It's not just a great key or a good key. It's a key that can unlock everything in God. Why? Because it's the language of the Spirit, and because as we pray in tongues, when we do it right, when we pray by faith, when we pray with our heart and our minds rooted in the Word of God, then praying in the Spirit will lead us by the Spirit into these greater dimensions of the realm of the Spirit. Did you know that tongues and interpretation, because they really go together, it's the only gift and operation of the Spirit that's not in the Old Testament. All the others, you know, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, the discerning of spirits, that's seeing into the spirit realm, all those things, prophecy, working of miracles, the gift of faith, gifts of healing, all of those are we can find them in the Old Testament. But they primarily, almost exclusively, worked through, again, the king, the priest, the prophet. They weren't there all the time. But when tongues and interpretation came in the New Testament, the provision of it available to all the believers, what happened? It took all those other operations of the Spirit to a higher level, to another dimension. I tell you, the Holy Spirit can work through any believer in any way that He chooses if that believer will yield to Him. And praying in the Spirit, now, it's the only one of the gifts that is given to us that as believers we can access at our will. The other things, the other manifestations of the Spirit leads us as He wills. But Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14, might as well go there because we're going to be going to that at some point. He said, so what am I to do? I will pray with my spirit, by the Spirit. And I will pray with my understanding. In fact, I'll sing in the Spirit. And I'll sing with my understanding. So you can see that this is something that's given to us where we can yield to Him anytime. And it's that operation of praying in other tongues. In fact, it's within that operation of tongues that takes us to a higher dimension of everything else that the Spirit did in the Old Testament. Now, I'm not saying that everything is as notable on a world scale of miracles as the raising of the dead and or feeding, not even, well, you know, the oil that was multiplied under prophet's ministry and so forth. You might not see something exactly like that, but you might. And the thing of it is, you could. But what we can see and know is that every one of those operations of the Spirit can work through any believer as the Holy Spirit leads. And it's by praying in other tongues that connects us to His leading and connects us into that moving in that realm of the Spirit. It shouldn't be foreign to us. We are partakers of the divine nature, 2 Peter tells us. And on top of that, it says we're fellow workers with Him in 2 Corinthians 6. And being filled with the Spirit is part of that working, that divine nature. Being like Jesus. He said these works you'll do, and greater works. Praying in tongues is it's the bridge to that higher dimension. Now, the Lord said something to me. The Holy Spirit impressed me with this thought a number of years ago. And I tell you, I thought it was so funny. I don't know why I thought it was funny. But when He said it to me, I laughed out loud, and then I thought, I wonder what that means. The Spirit said to me, pressed my heart, and He said, praying in tongues is God's Swiss Army knife. And I don't know why it just told me. I laughed, and then I thought, oh, wonder what He means by that. So, Lord, that's kind of funny, but what do you mean by that? And He said, you know what a Swiss Army knife is, right? You've seen these. This is a small one. I have one at home that's got actually 100 tools in it. And then I have an even much smaller one that's got about 15. But this one, I think I counted once I pulled them all out. It has about 7, a little toothpick and tweezers and scissors and a knife. And it's got a little saw and a nail file, all kinds of things here. You've seen these before. And the Lord said to me, that all the operations of the Spirit are inside tongues. Praying in other tongues, let's see, this one will go this way with it, very carefully, I might add. All that's inside praying in other tongues. And as you're praying in other tongues, it gives the Holy Spirit a greater opportunity to draw those other things out. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge. Those I find operating quite frequently. You know, and being the parent of teenagers at one time, oh man, it's good to pray in tongues and to get a word of knowledge that says, your teenager's in trouble, your teenager is doing this, or your teenager needs help with that. My children have been in trouble before. I mean, in trouble, life-threatening trouble. But by the quickening of the Spirit, how did that come? By praying in other tongues. Access to it. It's an open door. And so praying in the Spirit, everything that the Spirit does, every way that He moves can be touched and accessed as He leads by praying in other tongues. It's amazing what all is tucked in to that phenomenal gift and operation of the Spirit. No other work of the Spirit, no other operation of the Spirit, no other evidence of the Spirit, no other expression of the Spirit is so exhaustive, so extensive, so inclusive, and so available. We're fools if we don't participate. We're fools if we don't access. We're fools if we don't receive this amazing open door to the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. How? In the Holy Ghost. And to pray in tongues is to be built up and edified. Now, tomorrow we'll talk a lot more about an overview of the purpose of tongues. But I just want to mention one thing to you today as we get ready to go into it tomorrow. 1 Corinthians 14, you know, I had a friend one time many, many years ago try to talk me out of praying in tongues using 1 Corinthians and going through it and the way it reads. And I'll just give you a little clue about 1 Corinthians 14. And we won't elaborate on this part of it much, but just to say to you is that clearly from what we can read of, if you actually read what Paul was saying to the Corinthian church and you get the picture of what he's talking about, you find out that he wasn't trying to stop them from speaking in other tongues, but instead he was wanting to give them the understanding between tongues that we pray devotionally and how tongues fits into a worship service. And believe me, it does. And if you don't have tongues happening in your worship service, then maybe you're missing something very significant. Well, not maybe, you are. And we'll get perhaps touch on that a little bit more tomorrow. But the one thing about 1 Corinthians 14 is that the Lord helped me understand it this way. It's laid out much like a dictionary would be. You know, if you ever looked a word up in the dictionary and maybe it has, 8, 10 meanings, different meanings. Some of them very much alike, others very different. And it'll put a little number one and it'll tell you, and then a little number two and tell you something else. Well, 1 Corinthians 14 is a lot like that, and that it lays out for us many aspects of speaking in other tongues and shows us how tongues works in the life of the believer. And then it also shows us how that should be exercised in a service, and then how it is activated in our lives, just in our devotional tongues. And so we'll tap into just a little bit of that tomorrow. But I hear you. I see you. I know you. There's some of you right now, you're thinking, tomorrow, I want to know more about it today. I want to pray in tongues today. Well, if Jesus is your Lord, go right ahead. He's already promised that to you. He's given Him to you. There's never been a Holy Spirit recall. You'll never hear on Fox News at any time, just issued from heaven, there's been a recall of the Holy Spirit. Not at all. He's given to you. And you can receive the infilling and the work of the Spirit to remain with you forever. Forever. And you can yield to Him in other tongues right there where you sit. Say it, just say, Heavenly Father, fill me with the Holy Spirit right now. Jesus, I believe, baptize me in the Spirit of God. And the same work of the Spirit that happened in Acts chapter 2 will happen in you. Now, I don't know that you'll hear a loud noise because that was His coming into the whole earth, but you might. Who knows? But I can tell you this, He's faithful. He promised and He's faithful, and He'll do what He said He'll do. Now, if you'd like to, you can go over as soon as this broadcast is over to terrycopelandpearsons.com. And at the end of this broadcast, I'll be waiting for you there and I'll pray with you. I'll pray for you. I'll pray with you. And if at any point during this week you've been filled with the Spirit and you want to join me again just to pray in tongues together, it's just awesome. I just love it. We can pray in the Spirit and just pray out loud and let Him have His way. Praise the Lord. Now, don't go away because I have some announcements I really want you to see. And then after that, I'll be right back.
God longs to meet with you. He desires to fellowship together. When will you make a divine appointment? Kenneth Copeland Ministries has assembled the Divine Appointment Package to prepare you for that encounter. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are the authors of the 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan, How to Get Your Prayers Answered. This latest addition to the Lifeline Kit series contains KCM's most comprehensive book on prayer, 10 worship songs to keep your heart focused, a CD of Kenneth and Gloria's prayers for you, Faith in Action scripture cards to build your faith, and 10 bonus teachings on DVD. Also included in this package is Terry Copeland Pearson's life-changing series, An Encounter with Him. These four CDs reveal insights into prayer, praise, and vital communication with the Father from an internationally known woman of prayer. In it, Terry demonstrates true sensitivity to the Spirit. You'll be transformed as you learn to hear His voice, see your prayers answered, and experience His love when you encounter Him in your divine appointment. Order the Divine Appointment Package today for just $22 and save over 50%. Receive Terry Copeland Pearson's CD series, An Encounter with Him, and the Lifeline Kit by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, How to Get Your Prayers Answered. Increase the effectiveness of your prayers and get the results you desire. Follow along with Terry Copeland Pearson's teaching this week. Go to kcm.org and download her notes free. For this and other KCM ministry products on prayer, go to kcm.org.
Did you know that you can have divine appointments with God? No, our prayer time should always be that. It should be that free flow of praying, both in our known language and in the Spirit, as well as listening to God and being changed. And how does that happen? It happens by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. But we need to learn about those things so that we can be instructed and inspired to encounter those divine appointments. And that's what this package is about. This one, the How to Get Your Prayers Answered 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan, but also this series that I did called An Encounter with Him. And I named it that because that's what it was. We had a little, I don't know, it was a 2 or 3 day meeting in Ontario, Canada. And we had an encounter with Him. Presence of God was just so there. And what we were talking about was that place of prayer and fellowship. I would recommend it. I recommend anything that's a divine appointment with God. In fact, I'm going to recommend to you the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference. That's September the 28th through the 30th in Toronto, Ontario. Yes, in Canada. Why are we going to Canada? Well, the Lord has said some things through the prophets, actually all the way since the 1700s, but He's talked about a great move of God that would spring up out of Canada. And through Brother Copeland, the Lord said, when He was in Toronto a few years back, He said, "I'm moving, saith the Lord. I have picked this spot, this very spot from which you sit tonight, to become a fountain and an explosive outpouring that will flow from here to the rest of this nation and into the rest of the world, roll down into the United States, into Central America, and to the uttermost parts of the earth." So when we get a word like this, we're supposed to pay attention to it. And one of the things the Lord said, that this great release of the glory would come through prayer. One thing the Lord impressed upon me, He said, there's something about it when people of faith get together to pray. People who know how to use their faith. And that's what we're doing in Toronto. You say, "Well, I want to be a part." Well, I'll tell you how you can be a part right now. Just join me August the 30th right here at, on terrycopelandpearsons.com. And we will be having Spirit-Led Prayer Live, and we'll be praying about that Toronto meeting. So we're looking to build a prayer network around the world. It's August the 30th, and I hope you come and be a part with me. In the meantime, I love you, and remember that Jesus is Lord, and I will see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live It East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th in Secaucus, New Jersey. Join Terry Copeland Pearsons for her Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference with guest Patsy Caminetti, September 28th through 30th. For more information, go to kcm.org.